Good evening, Rabbi Levin. You are now live.
Good evening, Jake. Thank you very much, Jake Weinman, for your graciousness and for your assistance, everything you do for the SheerEnjoyment.com community. Tonight we're going to learn the Zeche Ul'ili Nishmas, Manish Yitzchak Ben Aryeh. May his neshama have an aliyah, and we thank our sponsor for his generosity in sponsoring the Sheer. This week we learned about, this week is the Parshas Bolak. Parshas Bolak, they are very fascinating sequence of events and different fascinating matters relating to Judaism in general. I'd like to focus on one very specific pasuk, which is essential to the Yadus, and that is where Bilam, when he attempts to curse the Jewish people, Hashem instead puts into his mind, into his mouth, a blessing. And there are many, obviously, there are many, many different passages in this week's parasha that deal with different blessings. But the pasuk I want to focus on is what Bilam says in Perek of Gimel Pasuk of Dalit, Kriyashma. The words of the pasuk are, Hein am kilavi yokum, v'chari yisnasa. The Jewish people are like a lion. A lovi, I'm assuming, is a young lion. They rise up like a young lion. V'chari yisnasa, like an adult lion, do they elevate themselves? Do they lift themselves up? Two different expressions, two different expressions, which basically mean the same thing. The Jewish people, they express their alacrity there. There's zerizus, their diligence in waking up and rising from a state of slumber to a state of being fully conscious and alert with vigor and vitality. And then the pasuk concludes, Lo yishkav, they do not go to sleep ad yoichal teref, until they consume their prey, the dam chalolim yishte, and they drink the blood of those that they slay, of those that have perished in this battle that appears in this pasuk, seemingly. What exactly does this mean? The Jewish people, they're like a nation that rises up like a lion. They don't go to sleep until they behave like a lion, where they rip to shreds a victim, prey, teref, and the blood of the chalolim they drink. These are very disturbing terms. What exactly does this mean? So Chazal tell us, Rashi on the pasuk here tells us that it's not to be taken literally, but it refers to kriyashma. It's an allusion to kriyashma. Let me read the words of Rashi. Rashi says, Hein am kelavi yakum, kishahein oimdim mishinasam. When the Jewish people, when they wake up from their slumber, shachris, in the morning, in miskabrin kelavi, they wake up like a lion. Uchari, and like two different expressions, two different lines, kilavi uvichari, lachtoif esam mitzvahs, to grab. Mitzvahs, what are the mitzvahs? Lulbash talis, to put on the talis, ulikoshma, to say the kriyashma, ulon yachtfilin. And then the pasuk concludes, lo yishka, they do not lie down, balayla, al mitosai, atshuhu oichel, until they eat, ulmechabel, and they destroy kolmazik abo, the torfoi, enemy that comes to attack them. They do not go to sleep until they recite the Kriyashma. And by reciting the Kriyashma, it is a merit to protect them from any danger that may be lurking out there in the world. Let me read those words one more time. Lo yishka, they do not lie down, balayla, al mitasai, ad shehu oichel, until they eat, umechabel kol mazik abo letarfoi, any force of damage that comes to attack them. Ketzad, what does this mean, Rashi? Says, Kriyashma al mitasai. First, the person recites the Kriyashma when he's lying down on his bed, Umafkid Ruchoi Biyar HaMokoyim, and only then does he deposit his spirit in the hand of Hashem. Bo Machne V'Gayis Lazikam, if an enemy camp comes to attack them, to cause them harm, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shoimram, Hashem guards them, V'Milcham L'Chamoysam, Umapilum Chalom, Hashem fights their battles, and Hashem conquers their enemies. So over here, basically, to summarize what Rashi over here is saying, is that this pasuk is describing Bilam's perception of the Jewish people with regard to them reciting Kriyashma. All very well aware that we recite Kriyashma twice a day, when we go to sleep and when we wake up. When you lie down and when you wake up. And as Chazal explained, this does not mean literally that you should recite the Kriyashma when you're actually in a lying position on your bed. It means the evening, the Zaman, the evening, is a time when generally people go to sleep. During this time period of the day, this is when one should recite the Kriyat Shema. And when it says Uzi Kumecha, it does not be taken literally when they wake up. It means during the time when people are awake during the day. There's a mitzvah to recite Kriyat Shema in the evening, and a mitzvah to recite Kriyat Shema in the morning. Now the question is, why does the pasuk present the order in this fashion? When they recite in this pasuk here in Parshas Balak, the order presented is Hein Am Kilavi Yakum V'Chari Yisnasa, first the Kriyat Shema of the morning, and then the Kriyat Shema of the evening. Isn't it just the opposite? Isn't it first the Kriyat Shema of the evening and then the Kriyat Shema of the morning? The pasuk says that a person should recite Kriyat Shema first when he goes to sleep and then when he wakes up. The order of the Torah generally is evening and then morning, as it says in the pasuk, Vayhi Erev, Vayhi Voker. Time in Jewish law in the Torah begins with the evening. As it says in Bereshit, first comes the evening, then comes the morning. And indeed, with regard to the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, the Torah tells us first we say Kriyat Shema in the evening, and then it tells us we say Kriyat Shema in the morning. Yet when Bilam observed the Jewish people and recited this prophecy, he said the order that is presented is first the Kriyat Shema of the morning, and then the Kriyat Shema of the evening. So we have here a difficulty, a question as to an inconsistency of which one of these two recitals comes first. When we observe this mitzvah of reciting Kriyat Shema, it is unique in that it's done twice a day. Almost every other mitzvah that we do, it's done at most once a day. Some of them are only done once a year, or done a few times a year. Very rare do we have a mitzvah where the mitzvah is to be done twice a day. It shall be done once during the evening, once during the day. And that allows us to understand that it's not just you do it twice. There's an order. Everything in the Torah has a very precise order. If a day has two parts, there's an order. First comes the evening, then comes the morning. And that's how the Torah presents it. That's what's logical, because that's how time is calculated according to Jewish law. Yet Bilam, when he is observing the greatness of the Jewish people in their diligence in reciting the Kriyat Shema, he presents it differently. They recite Kriyat Shema in the morning. That's the first Kriyat Shema. And the second Kriyat Shema, which is building upon the first Kriyat Shema, is taking place in the evening. It answers this question. It came across a very fascinating sefer. It's called Shleimin Mitzion. In this sefer, the person who taught this Torah has passed away. His name was Shalom Ben Tzion Pelman. And the sefer appears to have been put out by his students, his son, Ruvain Pelman, and he says something very, very fascinating. Let's go to the very beginning of Shulchan Aruch. Everyone certainly knows the halacha of Shulchan Aruch, the very first halacha, that a person in the morning should wake up like a lion. Yisgaber ka'ari la'avodas ha'boker. It's the first halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Bar Chaim, Simen Aleph, halacha Aleph. A person should wake up in the morning like a lion. Yisgaber la'ari la'avodas ha'boker. And the Ramah, and this halacha makes the following comment. He says, Kosav Ramah, Shivisi Hashem l'negdei sam. It is a principle in life that a person should put Hashem in front of him continuously. Hu klal gadol b'Torah uv'malas ha'tzadikim. This is a general rule. And then he goes on to say, Gam b'hatznei leches uv'shachboi al mishkavoi. When a person is in private, and when a person is lying down on his bed, Yeda, he should know, he should know before whom is he going to sleep. When a person goes to sleep, he should picture himself sleeping before Hashem. Umiyad, immediately, sheyeor mishnasa, when he begins to wake up, yakum bizrizos, he shall arise with diligence, lavodas boira yisparach v'yisallah, in honor of Hashem. So we have a question here. The question is, this halacha in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Aleph, halacha Aleph, is dealing with the laws of waking up in the morning. It's not dealing here with the laws of going to sleep, the laws of Hilchos Kriyat Shema al Hamita. We're dealing here exclusively with what a person does when he wakes up in the morning. Why then does the Ramah inject into this halacha and tell us that a person should continuously think of Hashem and put Hashem in front of him. And even when he goes to sleep, he should see himself before Hashem. How is that relevant to the beginning of Shulchan Aruch that deals purely according to the Seder of the day of what one does when he wakes up in the morning? What he does at night when he goes to sleep, that should be taught later in Shulchan Aruch when we deal with the end of the day, with Myris and the laws of going to sleep. All of these things, that is a very elaborate discussion later on in Shulchan Aruch, dealing with the laws of going to sleep. Here, we're dealing with Moda Ani, with waking up. It's not the place for the Rama to inject how a person should conduct himself when he goes to sleep. So the Mechaber here says something that is very, very fascinating. And he says, you know, in life, we all have a difficult time waking up. How do you wake up? You know, today in the world, in industry, there are literally hundreds, if not thousands, of products that are available to help a person wake up in the morning. All different types of alarm clocks, all different types of gadgets, all different types of techniques that help a person wake up with diligence, yitzkaber kari. And many people, unfortunately, with all the different things that are available, they still have a hard time waking up on time. Along comes the Rama, and the Rama says, we're learning now about Moda Ani, waking up in the morning like a lion. And the Rama says, let me teach you a trick. Let me teach you how you can wake up, where you can derive the energy and the stamina, the will to wake up like a lion. The secret is to go to sleep reciting Kriya Shema. If a person goes to sleep and he says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, he goes to sleep in a frame of mind of serving Hashem, of Shivisi Hashem L'negdi Samid, then when the morning comes, he will rise like a lion. The secret to Yiskaber Ka'ari L'Avodas HaBorei, the Rama says, he's telling us the technique. We're not discussing the laws of going to sleep at night. We're not discussing that, what you're supposed to, what you're not supposed to do. We're discussing waking up. How do you wake up? The way you wake up is, you go to sleep. L'shem Shemayim. Gam, v'hatzneh leches, u'v'shoch, boy, al nishkova, when you lie down on your bed, yeda, at that moment, you know, l'fnei mihu shoycheif, thus, umiyad, that's the technique. She'ye'or mishnaso, immediately when you are awakened, just slightly, yokum is rizus, you will arise like a lion, with zrizus, la'avodas boiro yisparach v'yisal. The secret to waking up is to go to sleep with Yirat Shamayim. To go to sleep with Kavan of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokei Hashem Echad, what your purpose here is in this world. With this idea, the Mechaber of the Sefer, he goes back and he explains in the Sefer called Shleimim Mitzion, that's exactly what it means here in this Pasuk. Like, you have to learn the Pshat and the Pasuk correctly. Although it appears that Bilam is describing the Jewish people in the recital of Kriya Shema, Shacharis in the morning and then in the evening, that's not correct. It's not what the Pasuk really means to say. The Pasuk says that the Jewish people, they are Hein Am Kilavi Yakum V'Chari Yisnasa. They wake up in the morning with diligence. Why? How do they have this power to do so? The second half of the Pasuk explains to you how. It's because Lo Yishkav Ad Yechal Teref V'Dam Chalolim Yishteh. As Rashi explained when we started off in the Shir, it's because the end of the Pasuk is referring to the Kriya Shema Al Hamita. Because they recite Kriya Shema when they go to sleep, that is what gives them the strength to rise with diligence to go into the next day. And this idea is a very powerful Musa Haskel for many things in our life. Many things in our life, there are different stages. We graduate, we transit, and we grow from one stage in our life to another. And we find some people sometimes, we succeed at one level, in one tikufa, in one era in our life. And then in a different era, it doesn't go all that well. There's a delay. There is a lack of zerizus. What's the secret to be able to go from one level to the next without any difficulty? When we graduate from one period of time in our life, one challenge, and we enter into a new challenge in life, what's the secret of the next challenge to be with zerizus? And the answer is, when you finish your previous challenge, when one concludes an event, a hardship, or a success, the siyum has to be with Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The secret to rising higher in the next machzor, in the next cycle of life, in the next event of life, the next challenge of life, is the conclusion of the previous cycle, challenge, event in life. A person shouldn't say, listen, I did very well during this time period. Everything is fine and good and wonderful. Now it's time to close this chapter of life and move on. No, it's not the correct way. A person has to end off with a bang. A person has to conclude a saga in his life with the words, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That is the energy to reboot into the next stage of Yiskaber Karwi La'avodah Saboirei. By some people, there's a very interesting minhag. Two minhagim, which not everyone does, by a bris milah. Child, when he has the bris milah, in some communities, after the baby is brought into shul, or into the place where the bris milah will take place, there's something called a kavata, and the baby is brought in. And Moyle then says, or the father of the child, before they begin the proceedings of Ki Tishal Eliyahu, father says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. They recite Shema Yisrael. And then they recite, Hashem Melech, Hashem Molech, Hashem Yiloch, Li'olam Vo'ed. And then they recite, Hodu La'Hashem Ki Toiv Ki Li'olam Chastav. I think this is done primarily by Nusach Sfard. And the reason given is simply, before we enter into the Bris Milah, we have to do it with Kriya Shema. There's another meaning of the Jewish people, and that is the night before the Bris Milah, some have the custom where children from the neighborhood, from the neighbors, or the parents, they recite with the child Shema. They call this Yiddish Vachnacht. The night before the Bris Milah, come together with the children and you say Kriya Shema. Perhaps you can suggest that these two Kriya Shemas are related. Because the next morning, we're going to enter into a new Kriya Shema. A Kriya Shema, a new life, a Bris Milah, where we want for the child, we want him to live a life of Yiskaber Karwi La'avodah Saboirei. The night before, we conclude the evening with Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, to fulfill what it says in the Ramah. If you want to be able to start off the next morning with Am Kilavi Yakum V'chari Yisnasa and begin a life of holiness, of Yiskaber Karwi, the night before, the secret is, the night before, the previous phase of one's existence, you must conclude, you must go to sleep and conclude a previous phase with Kabbalas O Malchus Shemayim. The baby has been developing in his mother's womb for 9 months and now has come out of the womb and now he has been here for 7 days plus this evening. And the next morning will be a bris milah where the child will come into all of the mitzvahs, will become a full Jew. And we're going to indicate that he will enter into the mitzvahs with the words of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, as is the custom by many, or by some at least. And thus it demands that the night before we have another minhag by some where we recite with the baby the words Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad to fulfill what it says here in this pasuk. Hein am kilavi yakum, a nation where the members of this nation, they rise up like a lavi and nari. Why? What gives them this magic, this power? It's because lo yishkas ad yechal teref adam chalolim yishteh, as Rashi explains, they don't go to sleep until they say Kriya Shema. The Kriya Shema shel erev is the power, is the energy to boost the Kriya Shema shel shachris. Thank you very much for listening. Jake, thank you very much for your patience, your kindness. And may all have a wonderful week of success and blessing. Good night.